This video is going to cover the management of your S3 files using CloudBerry S3 Explorer. Now, we covered how to create a bucket in the previous video, as well as transferring files or objects into the bucket. So let's take a closer look at what all we can do with these buckets and the folders and files inside of them. So go ahead and log into your CloudBerry S3 Explorer program. Now, before we dive into this very much, I do want to mention this little blue padlock up here, and that's generated as soon as you click on the Use SSL option whenever you first connect your CloudBerry S3 Explorer to your Amazon S3 account. So it's just an added layer of security when passing around the URLs to your various objects within your buckets. So first off, let's take a look at some of the items we can tackle with the buckets. Now, I do want to mention that as far as security is concerned, you should never, ever, ever change the default private permissions on your buckets or the folders within those buckets. If you find the need to make any of the items inside of your buckets publicly available, then I would suggest only doing it with the files, not the folders, and definitely not the buckets. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Just right-click on the bucket, and here under ACL settings, that's the same as permissions. We're going to leave them set at the default private. Same thing goes with the folders inside of those buckets. Right-click, ACL settings, make sure that they're set to private, not public. Now, one of the other things about the buckets is if you right-click on the buckets, you can see there's a whole lot here, but you have access to pretty much the same amount of stuff up here in the toolbar. You select that, you can see that it's a little bit more of an abbreviated version, but over here on the far right, if you hit the little drop-down arrow, you can see that there's a few more options here, and there's some more available to you inside of the Properties tab here. For example, if we click on that, you can see that we can select Requester Pays, which is just like it sounds. If you check that box and then click on Apply, then anytime anybody tries to gain access to the objects within this bucket, number one, they have to have an Amazon S3 account, and two, they will be the one paying for the requesting of those objects. You still pay for the storage of those objects. As far as them being able to download or watch that streaming video, they're going to be paying for it. So that's something you might want to consider. I myself would never do that, but I'm sure that there's times whenever this will come in handy. And you can see that there's other options up here available as well that you would not see available in this toolbar here. One other thing is this little ice cube thingy over here. That allows you to move the bucket or objects within that bucket over to cold storage or to the Glacier storage. If we click on that, take a quick look at this, click on Add, and this gives you the option of either selecting by hitting this browse button here, selecting the objects within the bucket to be automatically moved into the Glacier storage option at a particular number of days from the creation date or on a particular date. And if you don't want to move the items or the bucket, because if you leave this blank, you'll be moving the entire bucket, then you can untick this box and set an actual expiration date in the same manner, whether it's on a particular date in the future or in a number of days from now, to where this item or bucket will automatically be deleted. So there are times whenever this will come in very handy as well to kind of help keep your S3 account cleaned up automatically. We're going to cancel out of that, cancel out of that. And if we open this up and check on the different files in here, if we select the file, we have the option of copying it, moving it, renaming it, or deleting it. And you can do the same thing with multiple files. Just by selecting multiple files, you can copy it, move it, or delete it. The difference between copying and moving is copying, pretty much just like it sounds, it copies these items that you selected from the source and pastes them in the destination. And in this case, I would be pasting them into my computer at this location on my computer. Now, this can be done also with other buckets on your account or with other buckets on other people's S3 accounts. And the same thing goes with moving. Now, with moving, you're actually removing it from the source and then pasting it into the destination. Again, be it your computer, another bucket on your S3 account, or another bucket on somebody else's S3 account. Moving deletes them from the source, copying keeps them on the source, while at the same time pasting them, in either case, into the destination. Now, getting the web URL for these can be done the same thing, whether it's multiple or individual. You select the files you want to get the URL for, and then come on up here or right-click, and this will open up, allowing you to see all of the URLs for those items. You can click on Copy to Clipboard, and it'll copy all of them to your clipboard, and then click on Close. Now, if you do it individually, and then click on Web URL. In addition to those items, copy and close, you're also able to open the URL into your browser. Now, if we select one of our files or objects and either right-click and left-click on Set HTTP Headers, or do the same thing up here in the toolbar, that allows us to view and edit the metadata for that particular item. And you can select one of the items and then click on Edit, Remove, or Add a New Item. Now, I suggest that you only do this if you know what you're doing. Now, there are times when I found that I need to change the content type on certain video formats from the default setting to something else. But aside from that, the rest of this stuff is way beyond my pay grade and I just don't even mess with it. But if you do find the need to edit your metadata or set the HTTP headers, now you know how, using CloudBerry S3 Explorer. And that's going to bring us to the end of this video on managing your files and buckets within CloudBerry S3 Explorer. Thanks for watching, and you have a great day.